This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
It's great to hear Cole Hardon is all set and raring to go, because the trouble is, how will you ever follow what happened here 2 years ago, which is probably the finest day of your racing life?
The only way to follow it, I suppose, is do it again. He's, you know, I couldn't be happy with the horse. He's in serious form. I couldn't have him better. I think last year was a write-off. I can see that, you know, I think we all see that now. But his last run was back to his best, and, you know, with the chance, with a bit warmer weather and a bit better ground, we can eke out a bit more improvement.
And the fact he loves it here, that helps, doesn't it? The fact that he's won, he always seems to run his best races here.
Yeah, I think everyone forgets, you know, as a novice, he led Faheen into the straight in the Neptune, which was a serious performance as a relatively unexposed horse, and he hasn't been out the first four since he's been back. So he loves the track, he loves the atmosphere, he loves the spring weather. He ticks a lot of the boxes. He's getting a little bit older, but you wouldn't see that at home. I think he still retains every bit of ability that he had when he won the race 2 years ago. So, no, it's very exciting.
And what you do know is, I mean, whether you make it or whatever, is that it's a true run race, and you at least know you've got 3 miles on your horse, which is more than a few others. Normally, there'll be a couple that will cry enough at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he stays every yard, and he can go very fast, or a relentless gallop from start to finish. So he will test every horse that's out there, and, you know, if they're up for it, then they're better than him, then they'll get past him. If not, it'll be his.
Harry Fry to beat. Do you rate this? You wait on me, Harry.
Yeah, I do. Well, you have to respect a horse that keeps winning. I think maybe the only thing I might have up my sleeve is on better ground. Will he be as effective, and are we better? Which I think we definitely are. It just depends whether he's effective. We'll see.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.